Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, welcome to Radio Free Redoubt, the Sunday night podcast on April 16th. Here we are with episode 23-08, the eighth podcast of 2023. And already, wow, past mid-April. Unbelievable. Well, all right, we've got several things we're going to cover tonight. Kind of a state of the union and discussing just kind of generally what's going on with immigration, with this intelligence leak. There's just kind of a hodgepodge of information I'm going to cover in segment two. Next week, tune in. We've got Glenn Tate scheduled, and I am looking forward to beginning, since we were able to update and upgrade our internet, be able to do interviews again. So I'm very excited about that. Several things completely have the studio and Ameron headquarters completely just torn apart. And so that's taken quite a bit of time to put everything back together, and maintenance on equipment and gear as I reassemble things. So right now I just kind of have this ad hoc studio just to get the mission accomplished. So thank you guys for your patience again for probably another week or so as we get everything back together and in order and efficient again. So I'm looking forward to that. But let's get into the news and commentary. The news and commentary brought to you by, well, Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher with the podcast Prepping 2.0 to help take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. We're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about next week, so I'm looking forward to that. But first of all, let's go international news. If you haven't been watching, and this is not getting a whole lot of coverage from your legacy media, but there is a coup going on in Sudan. Amir Sarfati is posting on this, which is no surprise. He covers a lot of stuff intelligence related in the Middle East. And as a former Israeli defense intelligence officer and many other things, you know, now he's a Christian author, speaker, and he's traveling the world right now, but he's still keeping a very tight grip on what's going on in the Middle East and just in general from a Christian perspective, a biblical prophetic perspective. So he was putting out some updates. Street fighting in Khartoum, the capital of Sudan, including tanks, artillery, planes, and helicopters, after an attempted military coup, apparently inspired by Iran, against the Sudanese ruler, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan. The military coup was promoted by the leader, Mohamed Hamdan, the commander of the Rapid Reaction Forces, who opposes, among other things, the peace deal with Israel. Both sides claim they are winning. Dozens of casualties are reported. Now, if you remember, not long ago, Sudan started getting real friendly with Israel, and they were talking about moving forward with some type of a cooperative deal between the two countries. What's interesting and what I noted was, according to biblical prophecy, there will be an invasion by multiple countries, specifically named. And, you know, these will be, well, you know, Turkey, Syria, Libya. They mention Ethiopia, but in biblical times, that is where Sudan is now. So Sudan is mentioned. Gog and Magog is, you know, Russia. And Persia is now Iran, but Persia was specifically named. So these countries are going to start coming together against, and they're going to attempt to attack, to destroy Israel, and they are going to be annihilated almost completely. Like 80-85% of their militaries will be annihilated in this attempt. So watching the prophetic timeline, we're watching things kind of come together here, and in the world events and these military alliances, Sudan should not be friends with Israel right now. This, we're told that they are going to be one of the countries that will come against Israel. So them being friends is not matching up. Something's going to happen. Something that we can't foresee. This is a couple months ago. Something's going to happen and kind of throw this sideways. Well, this could be the thing, or it could be one of the stepping stones that lead to the thing that turns Sudan against Israel. But the rebels in Sudan said that an Egyptian force had captured an Air Force base in Sudan. A few Russian-made HRS, I'm not sure what that is, are now in the hands of the rebels. That could have just been a misspelling. The Ezekiel 38 puzzle is almost completed. If the rebels in Sudan will take over the country, Sudan will become another Iranian-controlled country and be used against Israel as well. So, yeah, we're watching that very closely. Like we said, as we go forward, all eyes on Israel. That's what all this is going to that's going to be the focal point from a biblical perspective. And, of course, this audience is Christian patriots, right? So that's important to us to follow this stuff. From the National File, very interesting. There's a court filing. Kamala Harris, Merrick Garland violate U.S. code. They have no oath of office on file. This is against the law to not have a oath of office on file. A new court filing reveals that Kamala Harris, Merrick Garland, and other leading Democrats in the Biden regime, including Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, aka Idi Amin, Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, what kind of a name is that? Anyway, have no oath of loyalty to the U.S. Constitution on file as required by law. See, as soon as they file an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution and they don't, that is a violation of their oath. It's a violation of law. Well, what if we don't take the oath? Well, that is against the law. If you take those offices, you're required by law to make an oath and to sign it, and it has to be on file. A writ of quo warranto filed in Washington, D.C. asserts that oaths of office for high-ranking members of Joe Biden's cabinet are nowhere to be found, in blatant violation of the U.S. code that requires all elected officials to keep a sworn affidavit to their oath on file, proving their sworn continued allegiance to the United States and the Constitution. Well, we know they don't have any allegiance to the United States or its Constitution. In fact, they are working to subvert it, so it makes sense. But what's going to happen with it now? What are they going to do with it now? Besides, well, They've lost faith with the American people, so we expect for them to just squander this opportunity once again, but very interesting to see anyway. From KTVU, San Jose, this is just maddening here. This will make you livid. The Superior Court of California judge in Santa Clara County ruled that Calvary Chapel, San Jose, must pay $1.2 million in fines, including interest, for violating public health orders during the COVID-19 scamdemic emergency. No kidding. The judge rejected the church's argument that the public health officer's orders prevented it from exercising its religious freedom or violating the Constitution. So this judge, who also took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, making this ruling is in violation of her oath. That's a crime. What's going to happen? What Republican leaders talking about how you're going to take the fight to them, you're going to do this, that, and the next thing. What are you going to do about this? Probably absolutely nothing. From police frequency, the Wise County Messenger, which is their Telegram channel, how they keep in touch with the public, one of the ways, reporting a train accident. First responders are en route to a reported train versus train accident near County Road, Chico, California. Initial reports indicate that a portion of one of the trains involved is derailed. One person reportedly trapped inside the locomotive, and they have air evac life team launching to the scene as injuries have been reported. Of course, this is a couple of hours old now. A few hours old now. So the scene is fully, I'm sure the person in the locomotive has been extricated, but we highlight this because of the rash of train derailments, food processing plant fires, chemical plant explosions. More and more, and Lady Liberty and I have been saying this, this is sabotage. We got wide open borders. We have Chinese nationals coming in, people from up to 120, 140, other 160 other countries. And now we have these type of events taking place. It looks, smells like sabotage. Now, not trains do derail every year. It's not super uncommon, but this is common. This is not common to see the scale and the scope of these various different industrial accidents and events taking place. It's alarming to say the least. But here is yet another one. Redoubt News has got a really great article posted over there titled "The Gathering Storm." It's right on. Well, all their stuff is really good over there. Go check them out, redoubtnews.com. But this in particular was by a contributing writer, Pete Ketchum. A lot of his stuff is posted there. But he writes, as depicted in the memoirs of Winston Churchill, The Gathering Storm, the history of the lead-up to World War II is now repeating itself. He writes, there are numerous events which led to World War II that are very similar to current events taking place today. Some are as follows. And then he lists, there's three main categories. And he articulates each one of those three different categories as drawing parallels between what's going on now and the conditions that led to World War II. Many people are arguing we're already in World War III. It's just not fully matured yet. Essentially, we are basically like 1939, World War II era. We're just right on the edge of it. So, The Gathering Storm, check that out. And check us out on the other side of the break. We'll be back right after this with segment two. This 21-year-old kid who had access to all of these, this wide spectrum of intelligence reports. I don't think so. Last week I said something doesn't smell right with this. Something's off. I don't like it. It doesn't match up. Well, it seems like some other people at the top level folks are saying the same thing. And Kash Patel explains why. So stick around. We'll be right back.
I've never seen a diamond.
Ten minutes from now, a lot of you are going to have a new understanding of communism. Now, let's see if that isn't so. We start with lying. People wonder, how can a communist look you in the eye and tell one bare-faced lie after another with a straight face? The way Gromyko did with President Kennedy on Cuba. Well, the explanation is simple. Lying doesn't mean the same thing to a real communist that it means to you and me. We were taught by our communist leaders and ordered to believe that truth is anything that will promote communism. Therefore, nothing is a lie if it helps the party. So the communists use the lie as a weapon, a shield, and a tool. When you keep that in mind, at last you begin to understand them. When a smiling Khrushchev says the Russians in Cuba are technicians and farm helpers, well, you can suspect there are soldiers, too. And when he says only defensive weapons were sent, well, you can suspect there are also intercontinental missiles and bombers. And when he says now they removed them all, well, what do you think? Since it is their sworn duty to tell us whatever will best serve their cause, we should always suspect they are lying. Lying is one of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of episode 23-08, two of three segments that we're going to do tonight. Last week, there's a ton of stuff I want to cover. This January 6th situation, I'm probably going to cover next week. Looking behind the scenes into exactly what drove the globalists' actions and decisions, this is really pretty staggering, and it confirms what a lot of us know or suspect, and it's just really well done, and I think every American patriot needs to be directed to that for your edification and your situational awareness. But first, I want to talk about this intelligence leak from last week. I'll tell you what, there's nothing that I can think of that could hurl us or that could accelerate this conflict globally and cause so many problems with so many countries, our allies, and also agitate things with Russia and just really escalate the whole situation overall. The official story of some kid who's an IT works in IT in the Air Force Reserves, having access to information that is the highest level national security classified information, where he could take it and post it on a gamer Discord server to impress his buddies, doesn't match up. Well, from Red State, they're running an article here. Former DNI, Defense National Intelligence, Kash Patel confirms that this kid, Jax Teixeira, and I've heard it pronounced like five different ways. So it's T-E-I-X-E-I-R-A, Teixeira. So I'll just call it, well, that's how I'm going to pronounce it. All right. Would not have had access to documents that he leaked, despite working in information technology within an intelligence wing of the Air Force. Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira would not have legally had access to the classified information he's accused of leaking on a Discord server. Former Director of National Intelligence, DNI, Director of National Intelligence, not Defense National Intelligence, the Director of National Intelligence, Kash Patel, said just this last Friday that on Breitbart News, Patel also described several methods by which TX Sierra could have gained access to the information. Patel said first, the suspect leaker, Jack TX Sierra, would not have had access to the information without someone in the DOD or the intelligence community giving it to him, providing it to him, or telling him it should be put out there. It's just not possible, he said. Now, he said, you can be the biggest IT person in the DOD and you are still compartmented off of the actual information. Almost never does an IT person need to know, as we say, the substance of the intelligence. Their job is to provide secure information systems around it to protect any disclosures. Well, surprisingly, ABC News also published a story on Saturday citing defense officials who agreed that TX Sierra's job description does not equal need to know. Defense officials told ABC News that having a TSSCI, that's top secret special compartmented information background check, a TSSCI clearance is typical of Air Force personnel who, in order to provide IT support, might need to access classified spaces, computers, and networks so they could do their jobs. But the fact that you have to have a clearance does not mean you have access to everything at that level. That access is based on your need to know the information for your job. Some have argued that since TX Sierra worked on the computer systems within a SCIF, that's a secure compartmented information facility, a SCIF, he would have had access to these documents, and that perhaps the intelligence wing he supported possessed the work product of the Central Intelligence Agency and the Presidential Daily Brief. Patel said, no way. This is crazy sensitive stuff, he said. 99% of people who have a top secret SCI clearance don't have access to this information. And me, as the former deputy DNI and chief of staff of the DOD and publisher of the Presidential Daily Brief, with the highest security classification, knows that, literally, there is not a lot of people in the U.S. that have access to this kind of intel. It's done for a reason, so this doesn't happen. And he also said, the amount of intelligence they got, somebody's giving them that type of documentation. It's just not readily available, he said, about the reporting. Where did they get it from? That doesn't come from anyone who doesn't have direct access at the end in the United States. And the story goes on. It's definitely worth reading the whole thing. But this is exactly what I was saying last week. And as I've been thinking this over, there's information there that's showing that this administration / regime is lying about the official death numbers of the Ukrainians, where they're downplaying it. They are lying about the number of casualties of Russian troops and inflating it. This intelligence that was leaked reveals what we know and how we were able to listen in on high-level Russian diplomats and people in their chain of command, as well as our allies. I mean, this compromises people that are in the field. It also compromises our own intelligence because now the Russians know how we are gaining the intelligence that we've gained. So now they will go ahead and they will change up their TTPs, tactics, techniques, and procedures. They will modify those now that they understand that we are able to glean information from the way they've been doing business. So that means they're going to change the way they do business, which does not help us at all. Somebody on the inside, and this, there's so much more here. This makes Biden look really bad, his entire regime. It's angered our allies, and it has agitated our adversaries, and I would not be surprised if somebody somewhere in World Economic Forum, somewhere in the deep state, somebody decided it is time to finally throw Biden under the bus and either escalate things or compromise things to the point where he ends up, this finishes him off. And I really believe the setup for the coming elections. I think that they're going to find, between the classified documents that Biden is embroiled with and this latest leak, what it's revealed about what's going on in his regime will pretty much be the final nail in the coffin as far as him in being even remotely electable. And I believe that this is a setup, and the setup for the replacement. And my prediction is that Gavin Newsom will be the replacement. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, will be the candidate for the Democrat Party. And they are basically, somebody somewhere is annihilating the Biden regime. So there'll be a regime change from within. So anyway, yeah, this is just does not match up with this, an Air Force reservist at this age, at his level, having access to this stuff is just doesn't match up. So anyway, there are a couple of other things I want to hit on too. Our southern border, completely wide open, and this is deliberate. Remember when asked in an interview, Mayorkas, Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of Department of Homeland Security, the head of securing our border, was asked, with these numbers crossing our border, do you not see this as a crisis? And his response is, look, we're dealing with the largest mass migration movement that, you know, that we've seen in the Western Hemisphere, and we're just trying to provide shelter. We're trying to cope with this mass migration movement. Well, why is there a mass migration movement? What's making hasn't been an outbreak of wars in South America? Well, this is being orchestrated by the United Nations, and we've covered this on the morning commute. But according to Matt Bracken, who is working with Michael Yon now, Y-O-N, Yon, down in what's called the Darien Gap. It's like 1 out of 10 migrants who come through this part of Panama. It's treacherous. 1 out of 10 of them die trying to get through there. But now they are massing migrants from so many different countries, including China and Muslim countries, African countries, and Haiti, and all over the place, staging up them up there by the thousands. And Mayorkas just went down there. Michael Yon covered this. They're looking to expand the size of the camps. U.S. dollars and United Nations money is funding this. And Matt Bracken posted, our own government hands out handy invasion maps. And he's got, I'm looking at an image of it, a picture of it right now. He posted it. He's on Twitter, and he's down there right now in the Darien Gap covering this with Michael Yon and others. They've had some elected officials, Congress people down there. But they're giving out invasion maps to all comers before they get on the buses moving north, country by country, to the U.S. border. And Michael Yon said, the United States did this. Our Department of Homeland Security did it with our money. Our Department of Homeland Security is openly, they're not hiding it. It's in your face. It's right there. They're breaking new ground as soon as Mayorkas left, because he went on this trip down to Panama, and increasing the size of the camps. It's inevitable, continuing on here, it's inevitable. They're well aware it's our government that's doing it. Yon emphasized the UN's role in coordinating weaponized migration via the International Organization for Migration. That's the OIM, its subsidiary agency. He noted the U.S. government's status as the primary state funder of the UN. Who is funding the UN? Yon asked. Who is facilitating them? The United States. This is a facilitated invasion of the United States and of Europe. Last week, Panama reported a 450% increase in migration through the Darien Gap when comparing this year's January through February period with 2022's, including a 3,000% increase in Chinese nationals. I'll say that again. This time period compared to last year, they're reporting a 3,000% increase in Chinese nationals. Don't be fooled into thinking that these are just people from Hong Kong who love freedom and they hate communism and they're fleeing here. There's a legal way to come here as a refugee, a political refugee seeking asylum. You don't sneak across the border and then vanish in our country. The CCP is at war with the United States. And these people, many of them, are saboteurs. They're an advanced party. That's the way I see it. All right, well, we've got a lot more to cover, but we'll be right back here in just a few moments with Lady Liberty, Segment 3, some really amazing developments that just came out for you Christian patriots out there going up against the ultra-woke and insane anti-God liberals who are trying to convince us that aliens or something else created the universe and Earth. And it all started with the Big Bang. Well, speaking of Big Bangs, their whole little theory is just getting blown up because of the latest technology out there. And we'll talk about that in segment 3. You guys stick around. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. Hi everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt, here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Follow him through his real-life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Then, let Glenn take you on a wild ride through the collapse, community building, resistance against a corrupt system, and the rebirth of a new one. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
Would we see more of that, Donald Trump, do you think?
Depends on how you're greeted. Mm. But if you're greeted unfairly, you have to be tough and you have to fight. I would like that. I would much prefer that. But it depends on how you're greeted. But I would do, and I say this, our country's in trouble. Something has to happen. And if it doesn't happen, and if we don't have smart leadership, you're going to end up with no world. The world is going to be blown to pieces. We have stupid people now running our country. The world is going to be blown to pieces.
All right, welcome back, Patriots, to segment 3 of a 3-segment weekly podcast. Sorry about the live streaming, folks, but wanted to get it up to you Sunday evening here nonetheless. So anyway, we've got Lady Liberty in the studio with some really, really cool stuff that we are, it's so cool we're going to share it tomorrow morning on the morning commute as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
The funny part is that we always, we record the morning commute first. And so it's funny because we do it in reverse order, so it's just kind of funny.
Yeah, that's cool. And it is just, well, it's pretty amazing. What we're talking about is the James Webb, I want to say James Hubble.
I know.
The James Webb Telescope. And, you know, like we were saying, and you discovered this,
right.
And it's something that we've been tracking for a while, but you know, with the Hubble telescope, they're looking deep, deep into space for years, and they're finding stars that they just, I mean, they could never have seen with the technology they had. Now with the Webb telescope, we're finding out that these are not just billions of stars. These are billions of galaxies
right.
with billions of stars.
Right.
So,
and so what's interesting here is this is, how do you put it? There's good news, and then there's, you know, there's news in politics, but this is good news as far as the whole realm of God goes,
yeah.
right? Because this is God's truth being exposed in the end times, where this whole Big Bang theory is what has ruled the entire scientific community
right.
and has led to the furtherance and support of the whole theory of evolution, which is bunk. And so the interesting part there is that evolution has been debunked over and over again by
right.
our current modern scientists, especially now that we've got the ability to look into DNA. And so the whole theory of evolution is already discounted and disproven. But this comes as kind of a stellar announcement, if you will, right?
You know, yes, that was universally accepted,
right? And so the funny thing is that this has been the whole Big Bang theory was thought of by a Belgian cosmologist and Catholic priest named Georges Lemaître, right? Mm. And I probably killed that name, but this has been going on since 1930, and this man that came up with the idea of the Big Bang theory, he was part of the whole Einstein crowd,
right?
And so they've always believed that the universe was not created by God, that it originated from a single point and expanded from there, and that theoretically, they would only find small particles toward the origin of the universe, right?
Right.
The center of the universe. And so what the Webb telescope is showing them is basically terrorizing all of the whole astrophysics community, all of the astronomers and cosmologists. They're all seriously, they're about ready to lose their ever loving minds,
yep.
because their whole lives have been based on the fact that this is the backbone, this is how it is, and this is the truth of life, right?
Right. They've been running on their knowledge passed down from the greatest minds at the time who come up with another explanation for the universe besides it being created by God. The greatest minds.
Right. And so, you know, now they're actually saying, you know, they're getting all these pictures back from the Webb telescope that are showing six brand new Milky Way galaxy-sized galaxies at where they considered to be the universe, the center of the universe.
Right.
And so that means that all of the whole Big Bang is just flat out wrong. In fact, they describe it in this video as it's the mother of all shocking discoveries. and you know, they're also saying, well, Michio Kaku, he's a renowned physicist, and I've got a couple of his books on theory of relativity and everything. He's got quite a bit of insight. Now I'm questioning
right.
how much of that he might have really been wrong on, how they're considering this is all wrong anyway now, right? Well, and so what he's saying is that this forces us to rethink everything we know.
Yes.
And so it's kind of like if you're going along and these poor people, they have how many tens of thousands of dollars have they spent on their education to be an astrophysicist, to be
right.
an astronomer, you know, and they have to know so much very, very difficult, complicated math, you know.
Well,
and so then to find out that they've based their whole life on this education that they got, this tried and true college education, they've been given such status in society.
Right.
And then all of a sudden to have the whole rug pulled out from underneath them, saying, none of what we have been living and breathing and declaring as truth is true at all. And so now they're saying, now they're in this basic freak out mode that they're in right now, which you can't blame them. I mean, their whole world has literally been turned upside down, right?
Well, now
they're saying they're coming up with questions like, well, so now we're having to question, is this universe created by advanced civilized aliens? You know, I mean, it's like,
right.
So
anything
so
but God.
So they're going to take one horribly erroneous leap to another, even worse.
Right.
You know, and so we just have to point out that this is fantastic, because in the end times, you can't, the truth has a way of revealing itself. And this is God's truth. And God owns the fact that he is the creator.
Right.
He is the one that created all of the universe, all of the galaxies, the stars. And they don't have to go very far. I mean, we were talking about earlier when we were recording for the morning commute, we were saying these are logical people. These are our best mathematicians that are around. I mean,
yes.
And they love logic. They love things that make sense, things that they can build one precept upon another. That's the whole logic of math that they're so good at, right?
Right.
And so the Bible is the same kind of thing. Everything about God is order, and order comes from building things in an incremental fashion, one thing on top of another, one truth based on another truth based on another truth based, it's a compounded truth, if you will.
Yes.
And so nothing conflicts with any of the previous truths. And that is the same basis for logic and same basis for math. And
which these people are extremely proficient in.
Exactly.
But they're running on partial information.
Right.
What they've been running on is a theory, because they're missing key information, right? So they're running on a theory that they've accepted as fact because they had no other explanation for it outside of God. It's like, I mean, these are very brilliant people. It's like looking at a ball 100 yards away, and they can estimate it's 50 yards in diameter. It's this distance away because of how long it takes for the light to go and bounce off of it and come back. So we can estimate precisely how far it is,
right,
how big it is. But what this has done, what the Webb telescope has done, is made them take four steps to the right, and now they can see there's a string of balls
right
behind it.
Yeah.
And each one of them is progressively larger and larger and larger. So you have a ball that's, 100 miles in diameter, 1,000 miles away, that they could never see before.
That's
so
right.
So now they're just like, oh, we've only been dealing with this one ball, and that's all there is, that it exists.
Right. And so we have to, I don't know, pray for these people, because they're on the cusp of reaching for truth.
Yes.
Right. And when they've had this whole big rug pulled out from under them saying, none of what you believed was true. And if we stepped in and said, but here's what is,
right,
you guys are looking for who created this. We already have that for you in this fantastic little compilation book here.
Yes.
And so if we can gently point them in the direction of truth, I mean, this is when you get so many new converts.
Yeah.
Because they've finally had all of their hypotheses disproved.
Mm-hmm.
They've, everything that they haven't been able to prove up until now has all been possible, but now they can see that it is absolutely incorrect. In fact, go ahead and listen to this clip now, because you can hear this, the poor man's, like he's saying, the terror that they're facing right now.
Right.
The giant time machine. Not exactly one that would let us physically travel back in time, but one that would show us glimpses of the universe from its nascent stage. But looking so far back into the universe, there's bound to be surprises, and not all are pleasant. Some are shocking. And the biggest shocker of all times has just been dropped by the James Webb Telescope. And it is driving panic through the hearts of astronomers, cosmologists, and common folk like you and me. With every new discovery, James Webb has been finding loopholes in our understanding of the universe. James Webb's latest discovery takes the cake. It's the mother of all shocking discoveries. One that is making cosmologists and astronomers question everything they've ever known about our universe. James Webb's recent discoveries of some of the earliest galaxies might just disprove the Big Bang. There have always been doubts regarding the standard cosmological model. But this revelation has left everyone shook. Now, science is all about questioning things. But watching such a focal event in the cosmos get questioned is terrifying to say the least. If the Big Bang didn't happen, then how did we come into being? How did all of these galaxies, nebulae, stars, planets come into existence? Who is stretching the fabric of the universe? Are we living in a simulation created by advanced alien beings? Or are the engineers of our universe something beyond our comprehension altogether? I'm sorry to take off on this tangent. I don't know about you, but this new discovery has certainly filled me with a constant subtle dread, and led me to question reality as we know it. So, let's take a moment to collect ourselves and circle back. The Big Bang never happened.
You're right. It's like they said, it's like you said, this has completely turned everything they thought they knew on its head.
Yep, absolutely. And so their whole lives have just been completely wadded up and thrown in the garbage right in front of them.
Right.
And so you have to feel sorry for them, because that takes that is so much hard work to get to that point, even though it's all wrong. You know, they still, their whole lives are given to this. And so we need to point them in the right direction that says, you know what, just go, just even open the Bible, open the first page, you know,
right.
Start reading there, because what they'll find in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 19 is that description exactly. They don't have to be leaping and bounding and trying to make these crazy explanations like some advanced civilized aliens created.
Right.
You know, part of the creation created the creation? I don't think so. Come on, that's not even logical. You can't even finish that statement without laughing, right?
They just don't want it to be God.
It has,
they don't want that to be the answer.
They cannot, the creation cannot be the creator.
Right.
Ever. And so that is a logical statement right then and there for all of those mathematicians out there. And so listen here about what it says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. It says, "Then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be signs for signs and seasons and for days and years. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also." There you have it. Ding, ding, ding. And then verse 17 says, "God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day." So basically, the fourth day of creation, God made all of, well, the stars.
Right.
And so that's what the galaxies are made of.
Yes.
Right? And so he made them for us. He made them for lights on the earth.
Right.
And so that is how important we are to him. And it shows his immense love for us.
Yeah.
That the stars weren't even there. I mean, He made them for us to see.
Right.
Right?
And the galaxies that he made that look like a little star that does not provide any light for Earth, he made those for his own glory.
Right.
For his own proof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And it says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, that "For by him," meaning Jesus, "all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And so it's also, you know, I mean, this is alluded to all throughout the scriptures.
Yeah.
And there's quite a few different scriptures describing that. And so I would just really hope that, I don't know who knows these people, you know?
Right.
And I don't know how any of the Christian community is ever going to reach out and find them now's the time.
It would have to be somebody that's on their level that they can respect. And I would say Dr. Jason Lyle
right.
would be a good, because he's also an astrophysicist and all that, but he's a Christian. So his view yep. is skewed. He believes in the God thing, the Bible thing. He doesn't quite get it that this was all from the Big Bang. Now their whole Big Bang thing just got blown up. Now they're looking for answers. And so, I mean, that's somebody that's on a level that they can respect, that, yep. I mean, that can convey that to them in a way that, you know, the way scientists can
explain everything,
because
yeah, because he's an astrophysicist
yeah.
and a doctor, has a doctorate in astrophysics, and he has continually, you know, been at odds with all of the secular scientists on all of this stuff,
right.
And now he's going to be like he's going to be like the shining star,
right?
You know, the whole group, because truly he has. So many different examples that say, well, if the Big Bang happened, then how do you explain this? Like for example,
and they can't.
The planets, even in our solar system, he described that even our planets, they all rotate clockwise except for Venus, which rotates counterclockwise.
Right, which totally goes against that outward yeah. expansion, Big Bang.
Yep, and that it
propulsion.
All happens in the same manner. And so he's that guy has a calling. You know,
yeah.
if anybody in that field has a calling, it's definitely him. And just like we were saying, God has logical order of building truth and logic. He also has logical order of building people. And he definitely has built Dr. Jason Lyle for a time such as this.
Yep, absolutely. Well, that's really cool. We'll put the links to this in the description for the morning commute for Monday morning, April 17th. And we had a listener request, man, you guys cover so much stuff. Can you put links or something in a description, you know, on the podcast? Well, actually, yeah, we could. That's we'll add some of those. We post everything on the Morning Commute Telegram channel, but not everybody has Telegram. So, yeah, we can provide those there.
That's
as
right.
Well. So, all right. Well, thank you for that.
Oh, that's exciting news. Oh,
it
my
is.
Gosh. I love that kind of truth being revealed in the end times, as we're seeing all the other truth come about from all the liars from the media, too. You know,
yep.
they can't hide it. And nothing is going to suppress God's truth.
Absolutely. I love it. Okay, folks. Well, that's a wrap for tonight. Join us tomorrow morning and every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time for the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Otherwise, you guys have a blessed and a safe week out there. If you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name, too. Good night.